Number 2. Doctrinal error example. Gift of tongues controversy. I grew up in the Church of the Nazarene denomination. As far as denominations go, it is a good denomination, but it too has its own peculiar doctrines. I am repeating a few lines that I wrote earlier, but please indulge me for a moment in order to start making this point. I, like most denominational people, promoted the doctrines of what used to be my denomination known as the Church of the Nazarene. One pet doctrine of the Nazarene Church was that tongues were not for the church of today. They went so far as to suggest that tongues were of the devil. I was young and naive. It is interesting how a person tends to take their organization's word for everything, and I defended these teachings. Millions of children that grow up in these denominations generally accept the denominational position in which they were brought up. This is human nature. Unfortunately, we learn the bad part as well as the good. The saying "you can't teach an old dog new tricks" fits pretty well here. Once a person has been indoctrinated in this way, it can be rather difficult to bring these denominational teaching into line with the Holy Bible. At least I knew where to turn even at this young age. I got out my Holy Bible and commenced studying the matter for myself. In studying, I discovered that the scriptures do teach about speaking in tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13 makes it perfectly clear that speaking in tongues in the church setting must be accompanied by an interpretation, or as verse 28 states, keep silence and speak to himself and to God. When I realized there must be an interpretation, I felt somewhat vindicated concerning my own denomination, for the people in these Pentecostal denominations did not seem to require an interpretation. Like I said, I was young and naive. Years passed, and in my 20s I found this phrase in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 39, "Forbid not to speak with tongues." This was totally a revelation to me. I had read over it before, but this time it really caught my attention. I had been taught that speaking in tongues was not a good thing, and yet, there it was in my own Holy Bible, "Forbid not to speak with tongues." This Holy Bible verse proved the Church of the Nazarene doctrine wrong all by itself. I realized that the Nazarene Church was in error at this point. It is true that the gift of tongues is misused a lot in Pentecostal circles, however, that in no way justifies the Nazarene Church position of no tongues. I wrote individual, handwritten letters to each of the general superintendents of the Church of the Nazarene denomination, sharing with them my finding and urging them to make a doctrinal change. They each one wrote me back a courteous letter, but to my knowledge, nothing came of it. How very sad. I even told the district superintendent, who was over the state of Georgia, that I knew a certain member who had the gift of tongues. I did not share their name with him, but I asked him what they should do. He replied that they should get out of the Nazarene Church. Incredible. Can you believe the audacity? Can we ignore a clear directive in the Holy Bible? Can we take the initiative to change the wisdom of Almighty God? Is it okay to allow our traditions to rule the day, in spite of the Almighty's commands? The command, "forbid not to speak with tongues," means this: forbid not to speak with tongues. You can't make it any clearer than that. The wise person, along with the wise organization, will change their doctrine to satisfy the word of Almighty God. Anything less than this is purely carnal in nature and unworthy of man's consideration. The Holy Bible says this in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 19 to 21. "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." You see, the phrase "forbid not to speak with tongues" did not come of the will of man, but it was inspired by the Holy Spirit himself. We dare not add to or take away from the word of Almighty God. We do so at our own peril. Some people say that the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy passed away, and they cite 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verses 8 to 10, which says, "Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail; whether there be tongues, they shall cease; whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. They say things, such as, the Holy Bible had not been completed, and when it was completed, the phrase, when that which is perfect is come was fulfilled. They equate the phrase that which is perfect, with the completing of the New Testament. Why then do they not also say that when the New Testament was completed, knowledge was done away with, for knowledge too is mentioned in the very same passage in verse 8? These same people continue to traffic in knowledge, while dismissing the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy. This is totally unacceptable. It is stretching the scriptures to accommodate a preferred doctrine. The truth is, the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy still exist, and Almighty God laid down rules for the proper use of these gifts, and warns against the misuse of them. The stubborn refusal to allow the things that Almighty God says we are to allow is carnal in name. We must continue to mature, no longer. Conclusion: the gift of tongues is valid. If someone speaks in an unknown tongue in the church, it must be permitted by those in charge and there must be an interpretation. This is what the Almighty commends. The church leaders do not have authority from Almighty God to stop it. In fact, these leaders are commanded to let it take place, whether they like it or not. When an unknown tongue is followed by interpretation, it edifies the body of Christ, as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5. It is the doing of Almighty God. On the other hand, any person who takes it upon themselves to speak in an unknown tongue without the moving of the Holy Spirit is out of order. You will know that they are out of order when there is no interpretation forthcoming. In such cases, this person must not be allowed to disturb the services, for Almighty God is not of disorder, tumult, commotion, instability, and confusion. These rules, laid down in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, are clear and easy to follow. There is no need whatsoever to divide into denominations over the gift of tongues and the interpretation of tongues, because the rules in the Holy Bible concerning this are not optional.